Establishment media gush over Joe Biden's return to Ukraine, audacious, defiant, shock. By Wendell Hasebo on February 20, 2023. The establishment media praised President Joe Biden for returning to Ukraine on Monday after visiting the nation 6 times in 8 years while vice president. Despite the Biden family business scandal that involves Ukraine, the media cheered Biden's return to the nation waging war against Russia, a conflict based on decades of territorial claims. The Associated Press's Evan Vucci, John Lester, Amr Mudani, and Zeke Miller praised Biden's 8th trip to Ukraine as a defiant display of Western solidarity with a country still fighting what he called a brutal and unjust war days before the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. The New York Times's Mark Santora, Peter Baker, and Michael D. Shear described Biden's return trip as a dramatic moment captured on video that underscored the investment the United States has made in Ukraine's independence. Democrat and former sports commentator Keith Olbermann dubbed the trip as a shock. Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Putin. Andrew, who identifies himself as a he/him, called Biden's visit on President's Day amazing. The Atlantic's Elliot Cohen claimed Joe Biden's visit to Ukraine mattered just as much as long-range missiles, super-accurate artillery shells, the surface-to-air missiles deployed in the decades-long geopolitical power struggle. Other heads of government preceded him, earning deserved credit. But it is an altogether different thing when the President of the United States, who is, indeed, the leader of the free world, shows up. His words mattered, Cohen gushed. NBC News's Peter Nicholas championed the visit as a surprise and historic trip that displayed support and solidarity with a democratic nation. NPR, which is funded by American taxpayers, claimed the trip was audacious but only somewhat risky. President Biden made an unannounced visit to Kyiv on Monday, an audacious and somewhat risky trip aimed at expressing solidarity with Ukrainians as Russia's invasion of their country heads into a second year, Joanna Kakissis and Deepa Shivaram wrote. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.